So, I was discussing about the magnanimity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu yesterday. How merciful Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhupada in his commentary, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in his commentary to one verse, he is saying, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful, so magnanimous, even if a pretender, a person, anybody, just by chanting his name, the tears will come from their eyes. Prabhupada is so convinced about the magnanimity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And one Dhananjaya Prabhu has told, like we heard from Sitakuti Prabhu, how Prabhupada went to Caracas or somewhere, so Gaurnita deities are there. So Dhananjaya Prabhu was telling, Prabhupada told him that you take Gaurnita deities, murti, and put it in everyone's house. Let the people, let them not understand even his God, what he is. Let them think it's a nice doll, no, toy. Even the see Gaurnita deity, think even as a toy, keep in their house. Still they will be benefited, they will get love of Godhead. From this you can understand that the magnanimity of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as it has been stated in scripture, jane jane shakti dhare brahmanda tarite pare. The one personality will be empowered, can deliver the whole universe. And Prabhupada is right example of that. Jane jane shakti dhare. He was empowered in such a way that he delivered. Sometimes when I think, when I go to Africa, Europe, different places, and I discuss Chaitanya Charitamrita, then I realize what Prabhupada has done, has given to this world. How all these people who do not know about Krishna, from their childhood, from their previous then nobody knows how Prabhupada is able to impart this most confidential subject matter into the heart of all these kinds of people. Even in India we speak, people just look at this, what is talking about. But when I give class, other countries, so nice questions, they understand everything. So Prabhupada has given these things, information, and he has given his mercy to us to understand this also. The subject matter of Lord Gauranga is very confidential. And Krishna Dasa Kaviraj Goswami has mentioned that the topic I am going to explain to you, they are so exalted subject matter, they are not suitable to be spoken to the people in general. But what can I do if I don't speak? Then this will not be known to people. So I will speak to everybody. But I am very happy to know one thing, that everybody will not understand it. Everybody will not understand it. That is my happiness. Let everybody not understand it. Who can understand? You see, only that person can understand who will carry Chaitanya Nitai within his heart. The confidential subject matter will reveal to them only. That's why I think Srila Prabhupada is carrying and putting everywhere Gaur Nitai, so that confidential subject matter can be revealed to the people in general. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful, so magnanimous. I was explaining yesterday, Anarpita Charinchirat Karunaya Avatirna Kalau. After explaining about the specialty of magnanimity, I was giving example of different pastimes where Mahaprabhu has exhibited his mercy. As I was telling yesterday, when I was preparing to find out some pastimes of Mahaprabhu where he has exhibited his mercy, I found there is no topic or no pastimes of Mahaprabhu where he has not exhibited his mercy and delivered somebody. Each and every pastimes is related to something like that. And varieties of magnanimity mercy. So today I'll just explain 2-3 pastimes out of that. And Vrindavan Das Thakur very nicely he's pointing out, just like Prabhupada has so many pastimes, but when Suttakita Prabhu explains, he points out the things to us. That's why just like hearing Krishna Katha, reading from books not sufficient, you have to listen from the devotees who will point out to us. Like Suttakita Prabhu pointing out, you see, just like it has been told, you go to some holy place, you can't see holy place through your eyes. You'll see some broken house, some tree, some stone. Right? What a big deal with this. So mudha nanu pasanti pasanti jnana kakusha, the holy places have to be seen through ears, not through the eyes. In the same way, the Lord's pastimes, we have to hear when the devotees they describe. The Vrindavan Das Thakur has pointed out different things in his description, the magnanimity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. With the last few years I have been describing so many philosophical things. This time I thought I'll just discuss a few pastimes. So in this regard I told few pastimes exhibiting his mercy. How wonderful, how varieties are there within his mercy. So I'll tell you something about how he giving mercy. Yesterday I told you how he giving mercy by taking sin, by defeating someone who is proud, putting me down, and by how he stops only, he gave Krishna prem. Today I will tell you some pastimes about how beating somebody is giving Krishna prem, his mercy. By beating, he is beating someone. Not only is beating someone, he is so dear to his devotee, he is beating and he is taking beaten up. He is being beaten up also. That magnanimous he is. So Advaita Acharya was here in Mayapur. He had two houses, one in Mayapur, one in Santipur. See, because Mahaprabhu, he came the mood of a devotee. He always, his identity, he used to say, Gopi Bhartu Padakamalar Dasa Dasanu Dasaham. He's a humble Vaishnav. He takes dust of all the other Vaishnavas. But other Vaishnavas they prevent. No. They know he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now sometimes Mahaprabhu would go and try to take dust of Advaita Acharya. But Advaita is an elderly person, Mahaprabhu very strong. Advaita Acharya would try to avoid, but Mahaprabhu would cut hold of him very strongly. By force he would take his dust. Now like this. Advaita Acharya is feeling very bad. I am his servant, he is my master. I am supposed to be chastised by him. He should get on my case. That I would love, but he is so giving me so much respect, taking my dust. What to do? So he is meditating. What can be done that he will get on my case? He will chastise me. Then other thing, if I am his real devotee, I will make him angry upon me. I'll make him to chastise me. What he is thinking? Is he thinking I am Bhrigu? Well, Bhrigu once went to Vishnu and he wanted to test who is real God. He misbehaved with Brahma, he misbehaved with Shiva, everybody got disturbed. Immediately reacting. Then he went to Vishnu and kicked on his chest. Vishnu did not react peacefully. So Advaita saying, what is he think I am like you? Bhrigu? Bhrigu could not make him upset, angry. But if he is a real devotee, I will make him angry. The devotee wants to please Lord, but Advaita is trying to make Lord angry. It's a very unique relationship. Then I am a real Advaita, I am a real his devotee. So how to make him angry? He's meditating, okay. He has come to preach bhakti, glories of bhakti. But what I shall do?
I'll preach against bhakti. Then he'll become very upset and he'll get on my case. So thinking like this, Adhatataja went to Santipur, said to preach, to see how great is jnana, bhakti is nothing. Without jnana, bhakti can be better. He's preaching regarding jnana. So Mahaprabhu came to know, Adhatacharya glorifying jnana too much. So one day, Adhatacharya told Nityananda Prabhu, oh Nitai, so for a long time I have not seen Advaita. So let us go meet Advaita. He did not reveal anything. He has his own plan. Then Nityananda Prabhu said, okay, let us go see Advaitacharya. So both of them, they started from Mayapur. But instead of taking the highway, the main road, they planned to go following the course of Ganga. Because that time, Advaitacharya's house was located just on the bank of the river Ganges. Now Ganga has moved far distance. Both Gaur Nityananda, they are walking. After some time, there is a place, Kamalapur. So on the bank of the river Ganga, there is a small ashram. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu asked Nityananda Prabhu, what is this? What ashram is this? So Nityananda Prabhu said, that's a sannyasi ashram. Mahaprabhu said, oh really? So let us go take blessings from the sannyasi. Take his darshan. Nityananda Prabhu said, okay, let's go. So both of them, they went, Gaur Nityananda. The sannyasi saw very beautiful personalities. So, so happy to see Gaur Nitai. And as soon as he saw Gaur Nitai, Gaur Nitai offered their obeisances. Immediately he blessed. Oh, I bless you. You become very rich. You have a very good wife. All kinds of material benedictions, no? He has offering. Then Mahaprabhu heard all these things, his blessing in this way. Then he put his hand on his head. Wow, what kind of sannyas are you? I am offering my obeisances. You should bless me to get some Krishna bhakti. Being a sannyasi, how come you give blessings like this? Get good wife, good wealth, these, what kind of blessings like this? Actually, he is a special category sannyasi. In Bengal, we know, all of us, we know that Chaturtha Ashram, Fourth Ashram sannyasi means you don't associate with ladies. But in Bengal, there is a special class of sannyasi. The sannyasi with wives. They have wives, but they have wife and they have also, they are also sannyasi. But they don't call them as wife. They call them as sevadasi. Sevadasi. And if you go to Ramkali, those group of people are still existing. Thousands of them are still there. Some groups, sahajya groups, big festival. So the sevadasi, they can keep for 1 year. Then they can change also. Sevadasi. So how they will be changing? Gauranga Premaharaj is telling, all the sevadasis, they will be behind the curtain. Behind the curtain. Then they will see, they will show their finger through a hole. Okay? You see the finger. Then the sannyasi will choose one of the lady by seeing the finger. You have to choose that. And that lady will be with you for 1 year for serving you, helping in your devotional service. Called her as sevadasi. Then it will be registered in your name, you have to give some donation, registration, whole systems they have there, they are still existing. They are known as Bamachari, there are special sannyasi are there. So this is one of the sannyasi. So he became, then when Mahaprabhu said like this, the sannyasi became very angry. Sannyasi said, oh, what I have read in the Puran, in Kali Yuga, if you do favor to somebody, that same person will chase you with a stick to beat you. The same thing is happening. Being so affectionate towards you, I give a nice boon. You have a nice wife, nice children, nice house. And in return, you are chastising me. Okay, Krishna bhakti is necessary. But if you have Krishna bhakti, you have no food to eat. What Krishna bhakti will do to you? You got this rarely opportunity of having a human birth. If you don't have opulence, you don't have beautiful wife with you, what is the use of this human life? He's explaining like this. Then he's saying, now I understand. He's going to Nityananda, he's Abadhutana. This sannyasi, he has made this small boy, he made him crazy. Now he's alluring him and taking him somewhere else. So he's very angry now. So Nityananda Prabhu realized he has become very angry. Nityananda Prabhu said, no, Maharaj, you are such a great personality, you are a very good sannyasi. Don't become angry. See, Nimai, he's a small boy, he does not understand your glories. No, then he glorified, Nityananda Prabhu glorified the sannyasi. Then sannyasi became very happy. So, okay, you please, you have come to my house, please eat something, then go. No, you have to go to Shantipur, you have so much work to do. No, you please take some fruit and milk at least. Go take bath in Ganges, I'll serve you some milk and fruits. Then Gaur Nityananda went, took a bath and came back. And he served jackfruit, mango, chikku, lichu, all kinds of fruits. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Nityananda was taking those fruits and milk. Middle of the meal, the sannyasi asking Nityananda Prabhu, showing his hand like this, should I bring some ananda? Ananda. So you know what is ananda? Ananda means bliss, ecstasy. The ecstasy means, so he's saying, should I bring some ananda? So Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he doesn't understand what he's talking about to bring some ananda. Actually, he's a special sannyasi. The sannyasi, they keep, not only they keep wine, ladies, they drink wine also. But they don't call it wine, they have a special name, ecstasy, or ananda. So he's telling, should I bring some ananda? But Mahaprabhu doesn't understand what he's talking about. But Nityananda Prabhu, because he has traveled all over India, he has experience what ananda means. So Nityananda Prabhu, he went near to Gauranga Mahaprabhu and he said, ananda, he said, ananda means madira, means wine. Sasaraj Mahaprabhu had wine. He closed his ears, oh, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu. Then both Gauranga Nityananda ran and jumped into river Ganges. And from there, they both swimming, and they came by swimming all the way up to Shantipur, they went there. So Vrindavan Das Thakur giving his commentary, just see, how merciful is Lord Gauranga? He's a dadi sannyasi. He's a false sannyasi. What sukriti he had? He did not invite Gauranga, please come to my house. What punya he had done? He's not a big tapasya. He's a fraud guy. He's a fraud. Sitter. He's not a big yogi. Not tapasya. But Mahaprabhu went. Without being asked, not only we went, he sat down with him, he gave him some knowledge to him, that what kind of boon you should give Mahaprabhu, because Mahaprabhu gave a big discourse to that sannyasi. Not only that, Mahaprabhu is so merciful, he took prasad from his hand. So, Mahaprabhu is so merciful, then he's giving comparison, but when he went to Kasi, the people are Kasi Vasi, very fortunate, great tapasvi, the Vedantist, and Mahaprabhu went first time. All the sannyasis are waiting to meet with Mahaprabhu, but Mahaprabhu ignored them. He did not go to meet, he straight went to Vrindavan. But this person, so fortunate, is Dari sannyasi, drinking wine, having a wife, still Mahaprabhu is so merciful. If not this life, some life he will get Krishna Bhakti. It's magnanimity. Chaitanya Chandra Daya Karaha Vichar Vichar Karile Chitte Pave Chamatkar. How wonderful it is. Then Mahaprabhu Nityananda swimming in the Ganges. Mahaprabhu shouting and screaming. He's saying, today I will go see this Advaita. Not Advaita, Mahaprabhu used to call him Nara. Know what is Nara means? Nara in Bengali, Nara means one is bald head, Nara. No bald head, no hair. But Mahaprabhu calling Advaita, Nara means definitely not bald head because he had so much hair, Advaita Acharya. Huh? So Nara has another meaning. Nara means to sec, no, do like this, Nara. So our Acharya is giving commentary, why he is to call Nara? Because he was sleeping peacefully in Khira Sagar in Milk Ocean, and Advaita Acharya went and secked him, hey, get up, come and deliver all the living entities. That's why Mahaprabhu addressed him in Nara. So Mahaprabhu shouting and screaming, this Advaita, He is sitting there and preaching about jnana, and I was sleeping peacefully in Kshira Samudra, and he woke me up, brought me here, and sitting in Santipur and glorifying jnana, defeating bhakti. Today I will see him, very shouting, screaming. And Nityananda Prabhu understand everything, he is simply smiling, and both are swimming. Then finally, when they are swimming, Advaita Acharya, he is also Mahavishnu avatar, so he understood that Gauranga Mahaprabhu is coming. And his purpose is to make him angry. So immediately Advaita Acharya brought one Vyasasan and called a few people, and he started to give class because he wants that Gauranga should listen what he is talking about. Maybe second hand he has heard,